Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Emma Foley. Emma, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, the chap I'm thinking of at the back of my head is J.R. Smith last week. He made such a powerful impact talking about people doing acts of kindness, and that's the way of paying back. You were involved in a Facebook site called
Poverty Is Not a Crime.
Okay. So, and what happened? And
so, basically, it's a group for people who are struggling that might need something in a house. If they're homeless already, they have a house and don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
And they're looking for something. Anything, could be anything. People could be giving away couches, tables, absolutely anything. But I was scrolling through the other night and I seen a post from a young man looking for shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a little scroll through all the comments and it really got to me that this fella was looking for shoes while I'm freezing in my bedroom. It's really cold at the moment. So anyway, there was a lot of comments on it and he's just been struggling the past, you know, few years, struggling to get on his feet. There was chats about people trying to help him out with sleeping bags and stuff.
Okay.
So I got in touch with a few people and I said, look, I think we should try get him a bed and breakfast for 7 nights. It will really make his Christmas.
Okay,
so
fair play.
I had a little look online and I came across, well, the cheapest option, but I had a little research of the place and it looked really nice. So I went ahead and booked it. So the confirmation came through the next day and I got an email just asking, you know, for a bit more information on the guest, because it was a third booking party, you know, a third party booking.
Yeah.
So yeah, they wanted to know who was staying. So I said, no problem. And being legit, I'd be very honest. I gave them a ring and I told them the whole situation. I asked, look, would you mind looking after him for me? It's a gift from us to him and we want him to feel really lifted before the Christmas. And they replied to me and said, look, I'll have to confirm with the other people running the place to make sure that, you know, it's okay because we don't normally take homeless people. So it kind of hit me immediately. Mm-hmm. I thought, that's a bit rude. So I said, listen, he's not homeless. I don't know what your categories of, you know, homeless is.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, he's temporarily homeless. I said, he's bouncing around and he's not got a place of his own, so I'm doing it. So he has a bit of independence for a week, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, I was told, we'll get in touch with you tomorrow and let you know. So tomorrow came and I didn't hear anything. So I thought, brilliant, he's in. Like, I don't have anything to worry about. And I'm working at the moment. I'm pretty busy. So anyway, I got a phone call today, the day before he was due to get there, to say, look, Emma, I'm sorry, but we're not. No, actually, I'm correct myself. He never said sorry. No one said sorry to me. I was told, we're not taking him. I said, have you got a reason why? It's because he's homeless. We're not a homeless shelter. I had paid this property, this place, before letting them know who was staying. I booked it. I paid for it. He is a guest. I thought he was a guest on my behalf. I was really disappointed because I told this guy, look, I've booked you a 7-night stay and, you know, you get a bed for 7 nights, you'll have a breakfast all paid for, and, you know, we were all delighted to help him out. And just to be thrown back in the face, I'm really, really disappointed. I'm really upset. I rang multiple times to, you know, even ask about a refund since they weren't budging at all. They were very rude, actually. He said to me as well, if you're such a good Samaritan, why don't you take him into your house?
Ah, for God's sake.
Yeah, right. So I said, well, I'm a hairdresser. That's what I do.
But hang on. I'm giving you some of my hard-earned money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know
yeah.
whatever the hostel costs, I'm sure it's worth it. But we want to be a customer.
But the thing is, that's what I... So I thought as well, there was a lot going in my head. The hostels, you know, the hotels or whatever, they all struggled this year. And I thought, I'm going to, you know, do something good here and put money into that place and also do good for this man. So I thought it was kind of... We were killing two birds with the one stone kind of thing, you know. But this time of year, it is Christmas, it's 2020, people struggling, a load of people are homeless. It's very offensive, this categorising homeless people. It's just because they hear that word homeless, it's categorised. I thought, are you assuming that this guy might be on drugs, heroin, has an alcohol addiction? What's the reason, you know?
But it's all about language and what do we think is going through people's heads when they say, homeless. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. I know, because the people that would be considered homeless, well, they consider themselves homeless. I'm homeless. I'm the hidden homeless. I don't even have a home. I live in my man's house. I just bought a home. Yeah. I've been basically the hidden homeless, but I wouldn't go and say, I'm a hidden homeless person. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many different categories of homeless. There is people who are really struggling. There's families in hotels. They're homeless. Like, the people just need... I just wanted to give them a bit of, like, I don't know, a bit of a kickstart, something like before the Christmas, just to get his home warm. And
did you tell this man? Have you told him?
So I got him through Facebook. I found him on Facebook. Okay. And I struggled to get contact back from him. It's just because he has no Wi-Fi, obviously. He's no mobile data or something, but the last message I sent him, I had sent him a few messages last night, and I tried to get in touch with him. I sent a message yesterday, tried to get in touch with him through it. You know, the phone call, you can call people through Messenger now, but he obviously had no Wi-Fi or whatever. So I texted him, asked him to send me his number, and I'm absolutely gutted having to tell this fella that they're not accepting him. And like, what do I do? I didn't want to give anyone cash. I don't like giving people cash. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give him a warm bed and breakfast for 7 nights, you know. So I don't know where to go from here. And just, I was really, really angry, as you know, like, just really angry, really upset. Just absolutely gutted. I can't believe people would be like that. Like, I've taken in people who are struggling here. I've cut their hair, trimmed them up, made them look good again to get back out and to get work.
Who set up the site Poverty Is Not a Crime, and why? Do you know?
It's basically to help people. There is a lot of people on Facebook that need help. There's families that are struggling to get, you know, gifts for their kids for Christmas. So there's also people that are looking to get rid of stuff. Like, I'm one person that would probably, I'm obviously very, very blessed and lucky. I have a good family and I can afford to look after, you know, but I probably sometimes overbuy, and I'm not the only one that's guilty of that, but I wouldn't just throw it away. I'd try to give it to someone who's in need, you know, someone who could do with having something that is decent enough, like, to pass on to their kids or to use for their home, you know. So it's a good group. It's a brilliant group. I actually don't know the name, and I can't share the name of the girls who shared it, who started it up anyway, but it's brilliant.
Okay,
it's a brilliant
great
group.
Idea, yeah.
Mm. Okay, it's such a shame that there's people like that, you know, that will refuse to help someone who's struggling.
Okay, we've been on to the hostel and we're looking for, I'm just trying to get the response typed up, and we'll detail that. But Emma, well done. Don't give up, Emma.
Yeah,
I hope you're not cast down by this now.
Well, I am. I'm upset because he was due to get there tomorrow, and working. I'm really busy in work, and I'm struggling to be able to even get time to talk to yourself. So to be able to find another hotel or somewhere around the area in this short amount of time, I don't think I'll get it done, but I'm just hoping that someone out there can help us and maybe look after this fella. Like, I have, you know, I'll hopefully be getting a refund from there. So, but I just can't afford much more than what we've spent, you know.
And Emma, you feel free now. It's the time of the year. If you want to name where you're working, or do you need publicity?
Thanks very much. We're a family run salon. I'm sure my mum's probably listening now, cringing, thinking, I can't believe she's getting online. I've never spoken on the radio before, but it's David Foley Hair Studio in Fairview. I'm David's daughter.
What's it called, Emma?
It's David Foley's Hair Studio. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's probably a few clients listening now. Going,
David Foley Hair Studio.
Foley
Hair in Fairview in Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done.
I don't even know this lad now. I just seen him.
I know that. But just,
you know.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
Are you booked out for Christmas?
We are. We're back to back. Like, I have. Okay. I only had a half an hour to talk to you, but I didn't even tell my parents I had done it. I just done it because I actually get really embarrassed with the prayers, so I just wanted to do it because my dad's dad, who passed away 4 years ago, was very much for helping people, and there was something kind of overtaking me to just do it, you know. Well, it was just for the moment.
And I, by the way, it wasn't on the list I was given. It was me dragging that out of you, as people can hear. So well done, Emma. Hopefully something can be sorted, but it's and we'll try and get a response in detail from
the hospital. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be
and
great.
You mind yourself and kind regards. And when you're talking to that man, kind regards to him as well. And well done, you and your family in David Foley Hair Salon in Fairview in Dublin. Highlights a speciality, is it? I don't know what's
booked okay. up anyway. Yeah,
booked
thank
up.
You.
Okay, Emma. See
Thanks.
You later. Well done. Well done.
Bye.
Well done.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We've had a response, a long response, an email from the accommodation provider that refused to take in this man when Emma revealed that he was homeless. Now it begins by saying, which is seems to be normal now, we're shocked that this has been discussed on national radio and we're not discussing the real issue of why there are so many homeless people on our streets. You mustn't listen to Radio 1 that often. We've been closed since March and we are happy to reopen, but we are only allowed to accept essential workers at this time due to government restrictions. That's absolutely fair enough. I don't think that point was made. However, they then go on, this is the hostel. This exact situation has happened to us many times before and it has totally disrupted our business and unsettled guests. We did have a conversation with Emma, who wanted to book an unknown person to her in here, and yes, we would have liked to accept the booking, but we are not in a position to do so. We have learned the hard way with people trying to do a kind act by booking in a homeless person with us to get in from the cold for a night. It is a very nice act, but we have been left dealing with the fact that these people will end up back on the streets in the same position. We are not a homeless shelter or a hospital. We are not equipped. No one, the man was looking for a room. It is our responsibility to ensure the safety of all our guests here. And with that comes the situation of refusing some people entry, as with any other business. On what grounds do you vet everyone before you? What grounds did you refuse this man entry, apart from hearing the word homeless? We need to be talking, yes, I agree with this. We need to be talking about the real issues of housing and evictions and why there are no supports for homeless people from this government. There are €1 billion. There are hundreds of millions of support from this government. But anyway, that's their main point. It's our responsibility to ensure the safety of all our guests here. And that comes that, and with that comes the situation of refusing some people entry, as with any other business. It is a very nice act, but we've been left dealing with the fact that these people will end up back on the streets in the same position. We have learned the hard way with people trying to do a kind act by booking in a homeless person with us to get in from the cold and for a night.